Hey y'all, welcome back to the very next episode of Hopefully Healing. I truly hope y'all enjoyed last week's episode. This week's episode, we are going to jump into purpose. And this one is very interesting. Not interesting, but I don't know, y'all. I don't know. So for the past week, I have been severely battling with purpose. And what it truly means to me, if I'm living in it, or if I simply just lie to myself about it. I started Hopefully Healing. Let's just say it started as a dream. I've always wanted to do a podcast, but definitely never like really put it into works until this year. But it started as a dream, and it's what I thought was a passion of mine. Like, I love to help people in any capacity that I can. And I felt like, okay, maybe this is my purpose. But it just really hasn't felt like that lately. And I was just so confused as to why. And it's maybe because I thought it was going to look and feel very different. Or maybe I just didn't know the amount of work that it was going to take to actually live in your purpose. So lately I have been feeling like I lied to myself. I gaslit myself to tell myself, this is what you're supposed to be doing. This is your avenue. This is your purpose. And I just really wanted to touch on that because this is something that I'm battling with and dealing with in real time. And I mean in real time, like I slid down the wall last week about it. But this is something I'm dealing with in real time. And I don't know if you all are dealing with it too. If it's something that you have battled with in the past or, you may battle with it in the future. So without further ado, that's what we'll be getting into this week. Let's jump right on in, y'all. So in my past, like, week of battling with my purpose and passions and things like that, I decided to search, like, I started to research, like, what is purpose? What does it mean? Like, how do we, fulfill it? What does it look like? And I came across a podcast. Very interestingly enough, I don't often listen to podcasts. I know, I have a podcast, but it's not often that I'm just like, let me put on a podcast. So I actually was just like, okay, I came across the podcast of, I think her name is Mel Gibbons, and she had Jed Shetty on there. And it was strictly about purpose. And so I started listening to this podcast as I was walking, and it was just hitting me left and right, like a lot of the things that he was saying and she was saying. And it's a key piece that really kind of stuck out to me. And he was just saying, Jay Shetty was just like, hey, you're not stuck, because I have been feeling stuck. Like, what am I doing? Where am I going? How do I get there? I have this vision of my life, this vision of what I think my purpose is, but I am stuck on figuring out, where do I go? How do I get there? And he was just kind of saying how a lot of times you aren't stuck. You are, grieving a part of yourself that you wish was basically with you still. And you're just kind of grieving a part of yourself that you haven't let go of. And that's keeping you where you are. And so he prompted the question of, what haven't you let go of that's stopping you from propelling? And it just kind of hit me like a ton of bricks. I have to let go of the feeling of not being good enough. When I started this, it was a, who's going to listen to me, Monique? Who cares about what you have to say? These people know you. You know what I'm saying? Like, your friends know you, your family members know you. Why would they care to listen to what you have to say? And that stopped me a lot in my tracks from doing a lot and becoming a lot, because I just really battled with not feeling good enough. And that is a part of me that I do have to relinquish in order to propel forward. And I know that. But sometimes that's hard, especially like, you know, when you grew up constantly feeling like everything that you did just wasn't good enough, or you grew up feeling like your voice was never heard. So that has caused me to really question my purpose, because I always thought my purpose was to help people and use my voice and, you know, talk. Hell, I talked a lot as a child in school. That's all I damn did. If I ever got in trouble, for real, it was really because I was talking. So I always knew I wanted to use my voice, but here I am not feeling good enough to use my voice, not feeling like I'll be heard, not feeling like it'll, you know, go over well, or who's going to accept it. And that it just hit me like a ton of bricks. Like, that is something that, Monique, you have to let go of. And I don't know if anybody else out there is feeling like you're not good enough to do something that you are passionate about, and that you feel like is your purpose. Like, we have to relinquish that feeling. We have to let that go in order to propel us. Because once you start feeling like, I am good enough to do this, I can do this, I personally feel like the sky's the limit. And that's something, again, I'm working on in real time. I cannot give y'all all the gems on how to feel good enough. I could come on here and I could therapy talk y'all to, you know, nobody's fucking business. I can come on here and say, this is what you need to do. Self-affirmations. Go in the bathroom and say, you're good enough. I can tell you that all day long. That's not something that you don't know. In real time, sometimes those little coping mechanisms don't fucking work. And I have had to, this past week, really sit back and reflect on what happened in my life that made me feel like that I'm not good enough for certain things that I know are supposed to be mine, if that makes any sense. So after, you know, he was talking about that, he went on to say, like, you really have to make your mind your best friend instead of your enemy. And that's a huge part in purpose. It was just so interesting to, like, hear him talk. So I'm going to be touching on that podcast a lot, because it caused me to reflect a lot on this. And when he was just saying, like, your mind, if your mind is your enemy, you really will never succeed. I remember when times where, like, I battled my mind and I won, and I told myself, like, you're going to make it, even though my mind was trying to tell me that I wasn't. Those were the moments where I succeeded the best. When I did not have to constantly fight myself on if I was, you know, doing the right thing or making the right choices. When my mind was just very much so like, yes, yeah, sis, we going in the right direction. Anytime that I've questioned myself and my mind was like my enemy and my mind was telling me that I wasn't worth it, that I wasn't going to do it, that I wasn't going to make it, those were some very dark times, baby. Very, very dark times. So he also, like, kind of touched on, like, the myth of the single purpose type of ordeal. So my whole thing was, when I decided to launch this or jump head first in this, like, I was doing work, I had a plan, and I was following this plan, but something lately has just been feeling off. I can't say it's really the analytics of it, because I don't really check them. Again, I know that may sound crazy. I have just always lived by this philosophy, was I'm gonna put it out there and let it do what it do. Now, mind you, I am trying to market more. Don't really know what I'm doing. Anybody got any ideas? Please shoot me an email. But I don't really know what I'm doing. But something just felt off. I thought, like, oh, this is my purpose, so everything's going to line up. But again, he talked about this single myth of purpose. So prior to this, like I was saying, before I launched this, I thought my purpose was nursing. That was my entire life. I have not done anything outside of nursing in the last 11 years of my life. So I thought that that was my purpose, in the way of showing up, helping, ministering to people. And when I say minister, I don't mean, like, you know, in a religious way, but just serving people. I thought that was my way of serving people, because I had the myth of the single purpose. So when, you know, that's what we're sold on. We're not sold on an and. we're sold on you are a doctor, and that's what people know you as. You are a, you know what I'm saying, a mother, and that's what people know you as. And so Jay Shetty was talking about how you can be multiple things. My mind had always told me, Monique, you're a nurse. You can't be a nurse and a podcaster. They know you as a nurse. They only know you as a nurse. They don't know you as a healer in any other aspect outside of nursing. And he was like, yeah, your friends aren't going to get it. The people who are around you aren't going to get it. And that's okay. But when the people around you don't get it and they don't understand it, it almost like always makes you question if that's your purpose, if that's something you're supposed to be doing. Because in my mind, the people who are around me all the time would understand what I was doing. They would know what I was doing. They would say, oh, Monique, that makes sense that you're doing that because you are a healer. But that's not what's happened. And don't get me wrong. I have some amazing friends who have like definitely supported this dream and all of that. But there are people who I thought would have been a lot more supportive than what they are. And they're not. And they have made me definitely question, like, girl, you just doing shit, ain't you? Like, what are you even doing? So that was very, like, you know, hard. And then I also, like he touched on, as we were kids, like, we were always told, like, what is your, you know, find your passion, discover your calling. And sometimes life isn't about one big thing. It's not about one big person, purpose, or one big career. Like, we were not taught that, A, we weren't taught to pivot. B, we weren't taught that we can be multiple things. We were always taught that you are one thing and one thing only. And he was touching on that. He was like, yeah, you were taught, like, oh, I'm an executive. And you get a little, you know, a little more clout when you're like, I'm a senior executive. And I love that, like, he was able to kind of unpack that for me and help me realize that I don't have to have one single purpose. I can be a nurse and a podcaster. And podcasting could definitely be my purpose. And it also, like, let me know, like, how our, you know, I'm sorry, I got a little off, whatever. But it also, like, opened my mind to, like, the seasons of purpose and, like I said, how they can change throughout your life. You're not tied down to one thing. So, what I wanted to know is, like, are any of you guys, like, battling with, like, figuring out what exactly is your purpose? Figuring out, like, am I living in it? Am I, like, still searching for it? Has it come to me and I just don't know what to do with it? Where are you all at in that journey? And feel free to write me on Instagram, email me, or however you want to, you know, answer that question. And then he also started to, like, dive in what exactly was purpose. And he gave a really, really good definition. He was like, it's your passion. It's your passion, but serving others. That is your purpose. And that kind of took me back because I had to realize, what is your passion? Okay, Monique, you're passionate about helping people. You're passionate about, you know, helping people heal, helping people start on their healing journey, helping people live out the best version of themselves. Okay, now how can you utilize that to serve people? And yeah, you can serve people with this podcast. You can serve people by being a listening ear. You can serve people by showing up. Those are all ways to live out your purpose. Here's where that gets a little tricky, because when we think of the word purpose, we think of something grand. We think of this huge thing that is just like, boom, here's my purpose. I'm living in purpose. When we think of our purpose, we think of monetary value. Like, if you're walking in your purpose, you're getting paid for it. If you're walking in your purpose, like, that's your, you know, we thought it was our careers. We thought it was, you know, something to get paid for. And he really brought into perspective that your purpose does not have to be grand. You can be serving in your purpose, and it's very small, very tiny, very tiny and just not this grand thing. And I think what has bothered me in that sense is because it's not grand and it's not hundreds of people yet that's like, oh my gosh, your podcast has helped me. Oh my gosh, Monique, your journey has helped me. I guess because it has not been that yet, it instantly made me think that I was not walking in my purpose. When the truth of the matter is, I've always said, hopefully healing is a love letter to myself. And if it helps somebody, that's amazing. And if it only helps a few people, that's amazing. And that within itself is living out your purpose. Like, that within itself is me living my purpose out, because I've already helped people. I get messages on Facebook all the time about how my journey has helped them realize that they can keep going. How me being transparent about my husband's death and whatever I was going through, my grieving process, my fight to keep, you know, living, all of those things, I still get messages about how, sis, your journey has helped me keep going. And it just dawned on me, like, how is that me not living out my purpose? Because it's not like a huge validation thing. I'm not getting thousands of shares on Facebook, or my Instagram is not in the tens of thousands of followers. How is that me not living out my purpose? That has been like on my mind heavy. Like, how, Monique, how are you not living out your purpose? Why do you feel like this isn't your calling? And it's literally because I'm not being validated in the sense that I thought I would be. And that's some truth for your ass. Like, I'm not being validated in the way I thought I would be. I can post a picture on Facebook and get hundreds of likes. And when I post my podcast, baby, it's damn near crickets. It's 10 to 15 likes. But that's 10 to 15 people who want to hear me talk. Imagine 10 to 15 people standing in front of you waiting on you to say something. That's a little more intimidating than, you know, 10 to 15 likes on Facebook. I have 312 followers on Instagram right now. And at first I was looking like, damn, I must not be doing good enough. I must not be doing something right. Because why do I only have 312 followers for something that I thought that in my mind, God had told me that I would speak to thousands, that I would speak to so many people. So my mind told me was like, this isn't your calling. What the fuck you gonna do with 312 followers? Like, girl, I know you didn't think that this was your calling and that's all you could do. And it said, and then it came to me, Monique, that's 312 people who cared enough to listen to what you had to say. I can tell you right now, if 312 people were standing in front of me and they were like, okay, we here for a live podcast recorded, I would shit a fucking brick, because what y'all doing here? Like, what y'all over here for? So I guess that kind of puts into perspective of your purpose does not have to be grand. Your purpose does not have to help millions of people. If it does, that's amazing. If you transform the lives of, I'm sorry, y'all, I live by an airport and it's kind of loud today. But if you just transform that many people in life, that is great. But what if you only transform one life? That's even more amazing. Because at the end of the day, you were in your purpose. You did something you were passionate about and you served someone. And so I just challenge you today, like, if you're looking at what you are putting out, be it a business, be it, like, you know, you're trying to scale your business, or you're trying to grow your podcast, or you're trying to, whatever it is that you're trying to do, whatever you're trying to promote, whatever you feel like has been told to you that this is your purpose and that you are walking in it, I just want to encourage you and remind you today, like, it does not have to be grand. You can transform one life, and that's enough. That's enough within itself. And that's a word to myself, because, like I said, this is real time. What I'm talking to y'all about, real time, of me just not feeling like I'm living in my purpose, but also understanding that, or coming to the realization that I am. It's just not as grand as I thought it would be. It just hasn't touched as many people as I thought it would, or reached as many people as I thought it would. And it may very well still reach those people. But in the meantime, I am so grateful to every listener who has listened, to every person who has shared it, subscribed to it, commented on it. I'm grateful. Because again, that's 312 people who want to hear what I have to say, who are on a journey, to heal. That's amazing within itself. So I'll have gratitude for that. So now that we've like kind of dived into like, you know, trying to figure out what your purpose is, again, that's your passion. Jay Shetty's definition, which I will hone in on because I loved it. It was the best way to describe passion to me. I mean, your purpose to me was your passion used to serve people. So now that you've figured out your passion, or, you know, your purpose, and maybe you haven't figured it out, and that's okay. I would definitely encourage y'all to go listen to that podcast, because he definitely dropped some gems when he was saying about if you haven't figured out what your passion is. He said something along the lines of call your friends and ask them when you are going through something, or when you, what do you think of me of, like, you know, in a way that I help you. And I thought that was really powerful. I did not ask my friends because I know my role in my friends' lives, and in other people's lives. And I've already been told a lot, you know, of my personal healing qualities. So, and that's just something I kind of already knew what my passion was. But adding that definition of my passion serving people really did highlight on what my purpose was. So now that we have what our purpose is, like, and we've sought it out and we've, you know, realized what it was, we've obtained it. Like, how do we master it? How do I master this? How do I really put it out there? How do I really serve people? And one of the things he said was like consistency. Reflect what worked, what didn't work, and then get back into it and be consistent and then thrive. And he was saying how like every turn you have to reflect. Even if something did work, you still have to reflect. So like, and you know, and maybe switch it up, because what worked one year won't work the next year. And I have been doing a lot of reflection this week on how do I market? How do I promote? What do I need to do? We live in a world of social media. And while I do post on Facebook, I am not a huge social media girly. Y'all, it takes so much to, you know, really thrive on social media. It's constant posting, constant like keeping up with different trends and content. And I am struggling with that. So again, if y'all got any ideas, please, please, please let me know. Because I would love to get this podcast out to more people. And, you know, people around the world. I did have somebody listen in Germany, and that was amazing. But I would love to make it grow. Not necessarily for monetary value. That would be amazing. But really, just because I do want to help people. So if y'all do know anything, please hit me up. But yeah, what was I saying? Anyway, but yeah, reflecting and keeping, you know, staying consistent even when you want to give up. Because a lot of times when we think it's our purpose and it doesn't work out how we thought it was going to work out, we give up. And instead of giving up, we really should go back to the drawing board and figure out a way. Because if it's truly your purpose, you have to keep going for it to reach its fullest potential. And again, its fullest potential may be 10 people, and that's fine. But you want to be able to reach those 10 people. So in order for it to thrive, and whatever thrive means to you, again, thrive can mean 10 people, thrive can mean 150,000 people. Whatever that means to you, the facts remain the same that you can't give up. You can't give up on your passion. You can't give up on your purpose. You can't give up on your dreams. So if something you're doing isn't working and it doesn't feel right, which I understood this past week, like this doesn't feel right. This doesn't feel how I thought it was going to feel. All right, Monique, we got to go back to the drawing board. We got to go back. We got to go reframe. We got to go reprogram. If we have to burn this shit down and rebuild it, if it is my dream, if it is my purpose, if it is my passion, you have to stay consistent. you have to, even when you don't want to, even when it looks silly, even when, hell, last week, I checked the analytics today, I only had 9 downloads. My first episode had 169. This one had 9. This past one had 9. And I thought it was one of my better episodes. I was like, ooh, my wife on here, we jamming, we having a good time. I thought it was one of my better episodes, and it did the worst. And I'm going to go back to the drawing board. And I'm going to keep going. And I'm going to keep going and keep going and stay consistent. And just pray that this podcast reaches whoever it needs to reach, however it needs to reach them. So in the times that you are feeling uncertain, unsure, same thing, about what your purpose is and how to kind of re-anchor yourself, like reflect on it and, you know, just reaffirm yourself that this is something that you're supposed to be doing. I would say try to meditate on it. If you're spiritual, definitely pray on it. Ask, you know, God or, you know, whoever you pray to kind of reveal to you, you know, what you need to be doing. Reveal to you that this is your, you know, your calling, your purpose. And again, it doesn't have to be grand. Try doing a gratitude journaling. Y'all know I'm not a journaler, but as I always say, do what works best for you. I'd say serve somebody in a small way. Go with what you think your passion is and kind of serve them in a small way and see how that makes you feel. Sometimes doing what you feel like your purpose is in real time in a physical, tangible way will kind of reaffirm you into, you know, really knowing this, what you're supposed to be doing. Like, I had a friend the other day, like, she has been a nurse for years. She realized that nursing, while it is one of her passions, it's not her only passion. She's a hairstylist and a nurse. And she just basically, honestly, rediscovered her passion and purpose in being a hairdresser. Follow myology, y'all. And she just really just and she was telling me how she was getting discouraged because y'all know the hairdressing business and we in Dallas, like it's tough. It's a tough business to re-break back into in a world that's about popularity. And she had been very consistent, but still felt like, oh my gosh, Monique, I don't even know if this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And she booked a client. Shout out to her, K-Tips Myology. And she booked the client and she was like, me being behind that chair reaffirmed that this is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. So sometimes just stepping out and serving someone will reaffirm you in your passions, reaffirm you in your purpose. So I definitely would say that is a way you can, you know, kind of feel back anchored. And if you are still confused about what your passions are, go back to those childhood passions. What brought you comfort as a child? I know that may sound silly, but go back to what brought you comfort. I started back reading again like crazy because as a child, that was so comforting for me. So yeah, go back to one of your passions as a child or as a young adult, or hell, go back to one of your passions before the trauma hit. Because that's a major one. What were you passionate about before, hell, life hit you? Go back to that and try to see if you can find purpose in one of those passions. So I will say it is okay. I'll close with this. It is okay to not have all the answers about purpose. It's okay. It's okay to be confused about it. It's okay to be confused about it, to not know where you're going, to not have it all mapped out. It's okay to allow your purpose to change over time. As you grow, allow permission for your purpose and your passions to grow as well. And your identity and your worth is not tied to your purpose. It's not tied to the productivity of this one thing that you feel like is your purpose. And as I end, I would just like you to know purpose isn't a single destination. It's a journey. And sometimes questioning is proof that you're growing and not failing. So y'all keep chasing y'all dreams. keep chasing y'all passions, and keep living in y'all purpose, whatever that means for you. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. As always, please follow me on all social media platforms at hopefullyhealing_. I hope to hear from you guys. If you have any questions or, you know, you want to hear about a certain topic, please, please, please feel free to DM me. My DMs are always open. Again, y'all heard me shout out my homegirl. Follow her on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok at Myology, and that is M-A-I-O-L-O-G-Y. I think I spelled it right, but it's Myology. And she is a hairstylist based in the DFW location, specializing in K-tips. So, I hope y'all have a wonderful day. Until next time, love y'all. Bye.